the Dharma and the Dharma won. I fought the Dharma and the Dharma won. If you want to learn how to meditate, I'll tell you now, cause it's never too late. I'll tell you now, cause I can't wait. It's just that great that it's never too late. If you are an old fraud like me, or a lama who lives in eternity, the first thing you do when you meditate is keep your spine, your backbone straight. Sit yourself down on a pillow on the ground, or sit in a chair if the ground isn't there. If the ground isn't there, if the ground isn't there, sit where you are if the ground isn't there. Do the meditation, do the meditation,
do the meditation,
do the meditation. Learn a little patience and generosity, 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 yeah, generosity. Follow your breath out, open your eyes, sit there steady and sit there wise. Follow your breath right out of your nose, follow it out wherever it goes. Follow your breath, but don't hang on to the thought of your death in old Saigon. Follow your breath when thought forms rise, whatever you think, it's a big surprise. It's a big surprise, it's a big surprise, it's a big surprise, it's a big surprise. Do the meditation, do the meditation,
do the meditation,
do the meditation. Learn a little patience and generosity, 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 and generosity, 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 and generosity. All you've got to do is to imitate. You're sitting meditating and you're never too late. When thoughts catch up but your breath goes on, forget what you thought about Uncle Don. Uncle Don, Uncle Don, Charlie Chaplin, Uncle Don. If you see a vision, come say hello, goodbye. Play it dumb with an empty eye. If you see a Holocaust, pay no mind. It just went past with the western wind. Do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation. Bring a little patience and generosity, 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 yeah, generosity. If you see apocalypse in a long red car or a flying saucer, sit where you are. If you feel a little bliss, don't worry about that. Give your wife a kiss when your tire goes flat. When your tire goes flat, when your tire goes flat. Keep your heart on under your hat. When your tire goes flat, when your tire goes flat. Yes, keep your heart on under your hat. If you can't think straight and you don't know who to call, it's never too late to do nothing at all. Do nothing at all, nothing at all. It's never too late to do nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all, no, it's never too late to do nothing at all. Do the meditation, follow your breath, so your body and your mind get together for a rest. Get together for a rest, get together for a rest. Relax your mind, get together for a rest. Do the meditation, follow your breath, so your body and your mind get together for a rest. Get together for a rest, get together for a rest. Relax your mind, get together for a rest. Do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation. Learn a little patience and generosity. Get yourself together, lots of energy, and learn a little patience and generosity. Generosity, 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 and generosity, 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 and generosity. Sit for an hour or a minute every day. You can tell the superpower to sit the same way. You can tell the superpower to watch and to wait, and to stop and meditate, cause it's never too late. It's never too late, it's never too late, to tell the superpower to stop and meditate. No, it's never too late, it's never too late to tell your superpower to stop and meditate. Do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation. Do the meditation, learn a little patience and generosity. Get yourself together, lots of energy, and learn a little patience and generosity, 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 and generosity. Offered to me such a flower as May never bore, but I said, I've a pretty rose tree, and I passed the sweet flower o'er. Then I went to my pretty rose tree to tend her by day and by night. But my rose turned away with jealousy, and her thorns were my only delight, and her thorns were my only delight. A flower was offered to me, such a flower as May never bore, but I said, I've a pretty rose tree, and I passed my sweet flower o'er. Then I went to my pretty rose tree to tend her by day and by night. But my rose turned away with jealousy, and her thorns were my only delight, and her thorns were my only delight.
Bird brain in Swedish. Bird brain. What's the Swedish? Huh?
Hunsiana.
Okay. The next poem is called Hunsiana. Bird brain. Bird brain runs the world. Bird brain is the ultimate product of capitalism. Bird brain, chief bureaucrat of Russia, yawning. Bird brain ran the FBI 30 years, appointed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and never chased the Cosa Nostra. Bird brain apportions wheat to be burned, keep prices up in the world market. Bird brain lends money to developing nation police states through the International Monetary Fund. Bird brain never gets laid on his own, he depends on his office to pimp for him. Bird brain offers brain transplants in Switzerland. Bird brain wakes up in the middle of the night and arranges his sheets. I am bird brain. I rule Russia, Yugoslavia, Sweden, England, Poland, Argentina, United States, El Salvador. Bird brain multiplies in China. Bird brain inhabits Stalin's corpse inside the Kremlin wall. Bird brain squawks and squeaks with Mao Zedong's widow. Bird brain dictates petrochemical agriculture in Africa desert regions. Bird brain lowers North California's water table by sucking it up for Orange County agribusiness banks. Bird brain harpoons whales and chews their blubber in the tropics. Bird brain clubs baby harp seals and wears their coats to Paris. Bird brain runs the Pentagon, his brother runs the CIA, fat ass bucks. Bird brain writes and edits Time, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, Pravda, Izvestia. Bird brain is Pope, Premier, President, Commissar, Chairman, Senator. Bird brain voted Reagan President of the United States. Bird brain prepares Wonder Bread with refined white flour. Bird brain sold slaves, sugar, tobacco, alcohol. Bird brain conquered the New World and murdered the mushroom god Xochipilli on Popocatepetl volcano. Bird brain was president of Mexico when 1,000 mysterious students, 1969, were machine gunned at Tlatelolco Square. Bird brain sent 20 million intellectuals and Jews to Siberia, 15 million never got back to the Stray Dog Cafe, St. Petersburg. Bird Brain wore a mustache and ran Germany on amphetamines the last year of World War II. Bird Brain conceived the final solution to the Jewish problem of Europe. Bird Brain carried it out in gas chambers. Bird Brain borrowed Mafia Chief Lucky Luciano from jail to secure Sicily for U.S. Bird Brain against the Red Bird Brains. Bird Brain manufactured guns in the Holy Land and sold them to white Goyim in South Africa. Bird Brain supplied helicopters to Central American generals, kill a lot of restless Indians, encourage a favorable business climate. Bird Brain began a war of terror against Israeli Jews. Bird Brain sent Zionist planes to shoot Palestinian huts outside of Beirut. Bird Brain outlawed opiates in the world market. Bird Brain formed the black market in opium. Bird Brain's father shot skag, heroin, in the hallways of the Lower East Side. Bird Brain examines your luggage every time you come across the ferry to Malmo. Bird Brain organized Operation Condor to spray poison fumes on the marijuana fields of Sonora. Bird Brain got sick in Harvard Square from smoking Mexican grass. Bird Brain arrived in Europe to conquer cockroaches with propaganda. Bird Brain became a great international poet and went around the world praising the glories of Bird Brain! I declare Bird Brain the victor in the poetry contest. He built the World Trade Center on the waters of New York Harbor without regard where the toilets emptied. He began chopping down the Amazon rainforest to build a wood pulp factory by the riverbank. Bird Brain in Iraq attacked Bird Brain in Iran. Bird Brain in Belfast throws bombs at his mother's ass. Bird Brain wrote Das Kapital, authored the Bible, penned The Wealth of Nations. Bird Brain's humanity. He built the Rainbow Room on top of Rockefeller Center so Peter Orlovsky and I could dance there. He invented the theory of relativity so that Rockwell Corporation could make neutron bombs at Rocky Flats in Colorado. Bird Brain's going to see how long he can go without coming. Bird Brain thinks his dong will grow big that way. Bird Brain goes to heavy-duty communist countries so he can get KGB girlfriends while the sky thunders. Bird Brain sees a new spy in the Market Plaza Dubrovnik in the Eyeglass Hotel. Bird Brain wants to suck your cock in Europe. He takes life very seriously. Brokenhearted, you won't cooperate. Bird Brain realized he was a Buddha by meditating. Bird Brain's afraid he's going to blow up the planet, so he wrote this poem to be immortal. I drove out to the airport on a blue sunny day. Smog browned over Denver, horizon dunk gray. Look down on Missouri, vast river bend south. Dakota sky brilliant, cigarette in my mouth. I've had many lovers over a half century. I have a new boyfriend, 19 years, he loves me. But I can't get it up, too timid and shy. Grown old in my heaven, singing blows in the sky. Nothing here to complain of, white clouds in the sun. Peace in my heart, empty sky, everyone. But earth I look down on turns round misery. Green dollars fat with the war industry. Mankind's great delusions scrape sky with red rage. Build bombs out of atoms to blast out the words on this page. majestic old jailhouse, our joys in the cage. Hearts full of hatred will outlast my old age. My mother has perished, my father's long dead. I have a sweet brother, he'll the wolves in his head. I'm going to the apple to eat with my friends, while the radio chatters what the president intends. Down there, Mississippi, Minneapolis near, farms and green comforts of the northern hemisphere, while Earth's 100 millions chew miserable clay. Old African kingdoms starve this century. I'll read in the papers more deaths in Iran. Yahweh rules Israel, tanks in Afghanistan. Martial law rules Gdansk and the old Vietnam War. Murders Indians in Guatemala and burns down El Salvador. London and Belfast, Los Angeles and Prague, Tel Aviv and Moscow sit in their smog. Phnom Penh's red ruin was Washington's pride. Hanoi hates Peking, where the god Mao has died. I'm alone in the sky, where there's nothing to lose. The sun's not eternal, that's why there's the blues. Majestic old jailhouse, our joys in the cage. Hearts full of hatred will outlast our old age. Turn round in the sunset over Manhattan Isle. Newark was my birthplace under the wing for a while. Green gas tanks of carny, smog brown in the sky. 7 million black men and white live here and die. Come down over Harlem, red buildings stand still. Dusk light gleams their windows, wheels bound on the landfill. Sky streaked with jet streams, black clouds in the west. In the lower east side, I'll go take my rest.
Body. Nowhere to be.
Christ, nowhere to be. Jesus Christ, show me. Jesus Christ, show me the way to go home. Jesus Christ, show mercy on me. Jesus Christ, break your bones. Jesus Christ, did you weep and you groan upon the cross?
Jesus Christ,
did you feel alone? Oh, crown of thorns.
Jesus Christ,
how sweet Jesus moans. Jesus is His name.
Jesus Christ,
as good as any. Yes, Jackie dear, Jesus' name is good as any.
Jesus Christ,
when your body's in pain,
give love to the Lord,
and your heart is empty,
give love to the Lord.
Oh, Sacred Heart, one God is plenty. Lord Jesus, come. Come in my heart. Lord Jesus, come. Come in my heart. Lord Jesus, come. Come in my heart. Left, I can come to with my bones. Ain't nobody left, I can come to with my bones. Ain't nobody here, I can come to with my bones. Ain't no one anywhere, I can come to bones. Get rid of it all fast.
Jesus Christ,
credit cards in the sun.
Lord, oh Lord,
alone, alone. Now send books, everyone.
Give blood to the Lord.
Sell it all, give it all away. Your farm's no longer funny. Dump your ego and ruin Wall Street's money. Shift a load to God.
Shift the love to the Lord.
Let Him worry about the books.
Shift the love to the Lord.
Give it up. Let me, Lord, you love President Reagan's looks.
Shift the love to the Lord.
Throw it all away. Be gone to Washington's generals and crooks.
Love to the Lord.
Don't be so smart yet, Lord. There's supper to many cooks. Shift the load to the Lord.
Shift the load to the Lord.
Let Him worry about the war.
Love to the Lord.
Shift the load to the
Lord.
I can't fight anymore.
Love to the Lord.
My soul is a whore.
Lord, oh Lord,
shift the load to the Lord.
Shift the load to the Lord.
My soul is no more. Ah, Jesus Christ, take away my pain. Jesus Christ, forgive me again.
Jesus Christ,
you can have my fame. Your table thee. I submit to your name. I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix, angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo and the machinery of night, who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high sat up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats, floating across the tops of cities, contemplating jazz, who bared their brains to heaven under the L and saw Mohammedan angels staggering on tenement roofs illuminated, who passed through universities with radiant, cool eyes, hallucinating Arkansas and Blake-like tragedy among the scholars of war, who were expelled from the academies for crazy and publishing obscene odes on the windows of the skull, who cowered in unshaven rooms in underwear, burning their money in waste baskets and listening to the terror through the wall, who got busted in their pubic beards, returning through Laredo with a bell of marijuana for New York, who ate fire in paint hotels or drank turpentine in Paradise Alley, death, or purgatoried their torsos night after night with dreams, with drugs, with waking nightmares, alcohol and cock and endless balls, incomparable blind streets of shuddering cloud and lightning in the mind, leaping toward poles of Canada and Patterson, illuminating all the motionless world of time between peyote solidities of halls, backyard green tree, cemetery dawns, wine drunkenness over the rooftops, storefront burrows of tea head joyride neon blinking traffic light, sun and moon and tree vibrations in the roaring winter dusks of Brooklyn, ash can rantings, and kind king, light of mind, who chained themselves to subways for the endless ride from Battery to Holy Bronx on Benzedrine, until the noise of wheels and children brought them down, shuddering, mouth-racked and battered, bleak of brain, all drained of brilliance in the drear light of Zoo, who sank all night in submarine light of Bickford's, floated out and sat to the stale afternoon beer in desolate Fugazi's, listening to the crack of doom on the hydrogen jukebox, who talked continuously 70 hours from park to pad to bar to Bellevue to museum to the Brooklyn Bridge, a lost battalion of platonic conversationalists jumping down the stoops, off fire escapes, off windowsills, off Empire States, out of the moon, yakety-yacking, screaming, vomiting, whispering facts and memories and anecdotes and eyeball kicks and shocks of hospitals and jails and wars, whole intellects disgorged in total recall for 7 days and nights with brilliant eyes, meat for the synagogue cast on the pavement, who vanished into nowheres in New Jersey, leaving a trail of ambiguous picture postcards of Atlantic City Hall, suffering eastern sweats and Tangerian bone grindings and migraines of China under junk withdrawal in Newark's bleak furnished room, who wandered around and around at midnight in the railroad yard, wondering where to go, and went, leaving no broken hearts, who lit cigarettes in boxcars, 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 racketing through snow toward lonesome farms in Grandfather Night, who studied Plotinus, Poe, St. John of the Cross, telepathy, and Bob Kabbalah, because the cosmos instinctively vibrated at their feet in Kansas, who loaned it through the streets of Idaho, seeking visionary Indian angels, who were visionary Indian angels, who thought they were only mad when Baltimore gleamed in supernatural ecstasy, who jumped in the limousines with the Chinamen of Oklahoma on the impulse of winter, midnight, streetlight, small town rain, who lounged hungry and lonesome in Houston seeking jazz or sex or soup and followed the brilliant Spaniard to converse about America and eternity. A hopeless task. And so took ship to Africa, who disappeared into the volcanoes of Mexico, leaving behind nothing but the shadow of dungarees and the lava and ash of poetry scattered in fireplace Chicago, who reappeared on the West Coast investigating the FBI in beards and shorts with big pacifist eyes sexy in their dark skin, passing out incomprehensible leaflets, who burned cigarette holes in their arms, protesting the narcotic tobacco haze of capitalism, who distributed super communist pamphlets on Union Square, weeping and undressing while the sirens of Los Alamos wailed them down and wailed down Wall Street, and the Staten Island Ferry also wailed, who broke down crying in white gymnasiums, naked and trembling before the machinery of other skeletons, who bit detectives in the neck and shrieked with delight in police cars for committing no crime but their own wild cooking and pederasty and intoxication, who howled on their knees in the subway and were dragged off the roof waving genitals and manuscripts, who let themselves be fucked in the ass by saintly motorcyclists and screamed with joy, who blew and were blown by those human seraphim, the sailors, caresses of Atlantic and Caribbean love, who bawled in the morning and the evening in rose gardens and the grass of public parks and cemeteries, scattering their semen freely to whomever, come who may, who hiccuped endlessly trying to giggle but wound up with a sob behind a partition in a Turkish bath when the blonde and naked gay angel came to pierce them with the sword, who lost their love boys to the three old shrews of American fate, the one-eyed shrew of the heterosexual dollar, the one-eyed shrew that winks out of the womb, and the one-eyed shrew that does nothing but sit on her ass and snip the intellectual golden threads of the craftsman's loom, who copulated ecstatic and insatiate with a bottle of beer, a sweetheart, a package of cigarettes, a candle, and fell off the bed and continued along the floor and down the hall and ended fainting on the wall with a vision of ultimate cunt and cum eluding the last jism of consciousness, who sweetened the snatches of a million girls trembling in the sunset and were red-eyed in the morning, but prepared to sweeten the snatch of the sunrise, flashing buttocks under barns and naked in the lake, who went out whoring through Colorado in myriad stolen night cars. Neil Cassidy, secret hero of this poem, joy to the memory of his innumerable lays of girls in empty lots and diner backyards, Coxman and Adonis of Denver, in movie houses, rickety rows, on mountaintops in caves, or with gaunt waitresses in familiar, lonely roadside petticoat upliftings, and especially secret gas station solipsisms of Johns in hometown alleys, too, who faded out in vast, sordid movies, were shifted in dreams, woke of a sudden on Manhattan, and picked themselves up out of basements hungover with heartless Tokay wine and horrors of Third Avenue iron dreams, and stumbled to unemployment offices, who walked all night with their shoes full of blood on the snowbank docks, waiting for a door in the East River to open to a room full of steam, heat, and opium, who created great suicidal dramas on the apartment cliff banks of the Hudson under the wartime blue floodlight of the moon, and their heads shall be crowned with laurel in oblivion, who ate the lamb stew of the imagination or digested the crab at the muddy bottom of the rivers of Bowery, who wept at the romance of the streets with their pushcarts full of onions and bad music, who sat in boxes breathing in the darkness under the bridge and rose up to build harpsichords in their lofts, who coughed on the sixth floor of Harlem crowned with flame under the tubercular sky, surrounded by orange crepe bookcases full of theology, who scribbled all night rocking and rolling over lofty incantations which in the yellow morning were stanzas of gibberish, who cooked rotten animals, lung, heart, feet, tail, borscht and tortillas, dreaming of the pure vegetable kingdom, who plunged themselves under meat trucks looking for an egg, who threw their watches off the roof to cast their ballot for eternity outside of time, and alarm clocks fell on their heads every day for the next decade, who cut their wrists three times successively, unsuccessfully, gave up and were forced to open antique stores on Third Avenue, Manhattan, where they thought they were growing old and cried, who were burned alive in their innocent flannel suits on Madison Avenue amid blasts of leaden verse and the tanked-up clatter of the iron regiments of fashion and the nitroglycerin shrieks of the fairies of advertising and the mustard gas of sinister intelligent editors, or were run down by the drunken taxicabs of absolute reality, who jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, this actually happened to Thule Kupferberg, and walked away unknown and forgotten into the ghostly days of Chinatown, soup, alleyways, and fire trucks, not even one free beer, who sang out of their windows in despair, fell out of the subway, jumped in the filthy Passaic River near Paterson, New Jersey, leaped on Negroes, cried all over the street, danced on broken wine glasses barefoot, smashed phonograph records of nostalgic European 1930s German jazz, finished the whiskey and threw up into the bloody toilet groaning, moans in their ears and the blast of colossal steam whistles, who barreled down the highways of the past, journeying to each other's hot rod Golgotha jail solitude watch or Birmingham jazz incarnation, who drove cross-country 72 hours to find out if I had a vision, or you had a vision, or he had a vision, to find out eternity, who journeyed to Denver, who died in Denver, who came back to Denver and waited in vain, who watched over Denver and brooded and loaned in Denver and finally went away to find out the time. And now Denver is lonesome for her heroes, who fell on their knees in hopeless cathedrals praying for each other's salvation and light and breasts, until the soul illuminated his hair for a second, who crashed through their minds in jail, waiting for impossible criminals with golden heads and the charm of reality in their hearts, who sang sweet blues to Alcatraz, who retired to Mexico to cultivate a habit like Burroughs, or Rocky Mount to tender Buddha like Kerouac, or Tangiers to Boys, or Southern Pacific Cassidy to the Black Locomotive, or Harvard to Narcissus to the Woodlawn Cemetery or the Daisy Chain or Grave, who demanded sanity trials accusing the radio of hypnotism and were left with their insanity and their hands in a hung jury, who threw potato salad at College of the City of New York lecturers on Dadaism and subsequently presented themselves on the granite steps of the madhouse with shaven heads and harlequin speech of suicide demanding instantaneous lobotomy, and who were given instead the concrete void of insulin, metrosol, electricity, hydrotherapy, psychotherapy, occupational therapy, ping pong, and amnesia, who in humorless protest overturned only one simple symbolic ping pong table, returning years later truly bald with a wig of blood, resting briefly in catatonia with tears and fingers to the visible madman doom of the wards of the mad towns of the Eastern Coast, Pilgrim State, Rocklands and Greystone Hospital's fetid halls, bickering with echoes of the soul, rocking and rolling in the midnight solitude bench, dolmen realms of love, dream of life and nightmare, bodies turned to stone as heavy as the moon, with mother finally asterisked and the last fantastic book flung out of the tenement window, and the last door closed at 4 a.m., and the last telephone slammed at the wall in reply, and the last furnished room emptied down to the last piece of mental furniture, a yellow paper rose twisted on a wire hanger in the closet, and even that imaginary, nothing but a hopeful little bit of hallucination. Ah, Carl, while you are not safe, I am not safe. And now you're really in the total animal soup of time. And who, therefore, ran through the icy streets, obsessed with a sudden flash of the alchemy of the use of the ellipse, the catalog, the meter, and Cézanne's vibrating planes. Who dreamt and made incarnate gaps in time and space and consciousness through images juxtaposed and trapped the archangel of awareness between two visual images and joined the elemental verbs and set the noun and dash of consciousness together, jumping with sensation of Peter omnipotens aeternadeus to recreate the syntax and measure of poor human prose and stand before you speechless and intelligent and shaking with shame, rejected yet confessing out the soul to conform to the rhythm of thought in his naked and endless head. The madman, bum, and angel beat in time, unknown, yet putting down here what might be left to say in time come after death, and rose reincarnate in the ghostly clothes of jazz in the gold horn shadow of the band, and blew the suffering of America's naked mind for love into an Ilamarama Sabaksani saxophone cry that shivered the cities down to the last radio with the absolute heart of the poem of life butchered out of their own bodies, good to eat 1,000 years. What sphinx of cement and aluminum bashed open their skulls and ate up their brains and imagination? Moloch, solitude, filth, ugliness, ash cans and unobtainable dollars, children screaming and laughing under the stairways, boys sobbing in armies, old men weeping in the parks. Moloch, Moloch, nightmare of Moloch, Moloch the loveless, mental Moloch, Moloch, the heavy judger of men. Moloch, the incomprehensible prison. Moloch, the crossbone, soulless jailhouse and congress of sorrows. Moloch, whose buildings are judgment. Moloch, the vast stone of war. Moloch, the stunned governments. Moloch, whose mind is pure machinery. Moloch, whose blood is running money. Moloch, whose fingers are 10 armies. Moloch, whose breast is a cannibal dynamo. Moloch, whose ears are a smoking tomb. Moloch, whose eyes are 1,000 blind windows. Moloch, whose skyscrapers stand in the long streets like endless Jehovah's. Moloch, whose factories dream and croak in the fog. Moloch, whose smokestacks and antennae crown the cities. Moloch, whose love is endless oil and stone. Moloch, whose soul is electricity and banks. Moloch, whose fate is a cloud of sexless hydrogen. Moloch, whose name is the mind. Moloch, in whom I sit lonely. Moloch, in whom I dream angels. Crazy in Moloch. cocksucker Moloch, lack love, manless and Moloch. Moloch who entered my soul early. Moloch in whom I am a consciousness without a body. Moloch whom I abandon. Wake up in Moloch, light streaming out of the sky. Moloch, Moloch, robot apartments, invisible suburbs, skeleton treasuries, blind capitals, demonic industries, spectral nations, invincible madhouses, granite cocks, monstrous bombs. They broke their back, lifting Moloch to heaven, lifting the city to heaven, which exists and is everywhere about us. Visions, omens, hallucinations, miracles, ecstasies gone down the American River. Dreams, adorations, illuminations, religions, the whole boatload of sensitive bullshit. Breakthroughs over the river, flips and crucifixions gone down the flood. Highs, epiphanies, despairs, 10 years animal screams and suicides, minds, new loves, mad generation down on the rocks of time. Real holy laughter in the river. They saw it all. The wild eyes, the holy yells, they bade you farewell. They jumped off the roof to solitude, waving, carrying flowers down to the river, into the street. Carl Solomon, I'm with you in Rockland where you're madder than I am. I'm with you in Rockland where you must feel very strange. I'm with you in Rockland where you imitate the shade of my mother. I'm with you in Rockland where you've murdered your 12 secretaries. I'm with you in Rockland where you laugh at this invisible humor. I'm with you in Rockland where we are great writers on the same dreadful typewriter. I'm with you in Rockland where your condition has become serious and is reported on the radio. I'm with you in Rockland where the faculties of the skull no longer admit the worms of the senses. I'm with you in Rockland where you drink the tea of the breasts of the spinsters of Utica. I'm with you in Rockland where you pun on the bodies of your nurses, the harpies of the Bronx. I'm with you in Rockland where you scream in a straitjacket that you're losing the game of the actual ping pong of the abyss. I'm with you in Rockland where you bang on the catatonic piano, the soul is innocent, empty, and immortal. It should never die with a hallucination of ungodliness in an armed madhouse. I'm with you in Rockland where 50 more shocks will never return your soul to its body again from its pilgrimage to a cross in the void. I'm with you in Rockland where you accuse your doctors of insanity and plot the Hebrew socialist revolution against the fascist national Golgotha. I'm with you in Rockland where you will split the heavens of Long Island and resurrect your living human Jesus from the superhuman tomb. I'm with you in Rockland where there are 25,000 mad comrades all together singing the final stanzas of the Internationale. I'm with you in Rockland where we hug and kiss the United States under our bed sheets the United States that coughs all night and won't let us sleep. I'm with you in Rockland, where we wake up electrified out of the coma by our own souls, airplanes roaring over the roof. They've come to drop angelic bombs. The hospital illuminates itself. Imaginary walls collapse. Oh, skinny legions run outside. Oh, starry spangled shock of mercy. The eternal war is here. Oh, victory, forget your underwear. We're free. I'm with you in Rockland. In my dreams, you walk dripping from a sea journey on the highway across America in tears to the door of my cottage in the western night.
My life, take it, it's mine to give. Take it, let me live. Thank you.
trick or cosmic joke number 9, mm-hmm. that we can't just sit back and say will of Allah, because we know it's going to, the universe is breathing in and out, therefore we're going to get Hitler then Christ and Hitler then Christ, to use those two again, mm-hmm. you know, which, because they're just convenient,
right.
But it's not a matter of sitting back and waiting for Christ, yeah. or accepting Hitler,
right.
We have to do something, but whatever's going to happen is going to happen anyway as well,
yeah.
both at the same time.
Well, whatever is going to happen is an amalgamation of all of us.
Yeah, right. Que sera, sera, but we're responsible.
We are, exactly.
The future is ours to see.
Right.
You see, that's the only line I'd change in that beautiful song.
Yeah.
If we can't see it, ain't nobody going to see it for us.
The idea of leadership is a false god. And that if you want to use the Beatles or John and Yoko, people are expecting us to do something
mm-hmm.
for them. That's not what's going to happen, because they're the ones that didn't understand any message that came before anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that will follow Hitler or follow the Reverend Moon or whatever. Following is not what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
But leaving messages of this is what's happening to us. Hey, what's happening to you? Sending postcards and letters mm-hmm. is what we do.
Mm-hmm. Lord, take this makeup off of me. I said, Lord, 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 take this makeup off of me. Bad enough dragging me down.
Someone keeps on moving.
the dawn. Here we go again. Everyone's a one-night stand. You never really heard the band. All I wanted was a thank you, man. Round and round we go, go. Where it's going, nobody knows. And I know we've been this place before. Someone keeps on moving the door. So I say hello again, and nobody gives a damn. No one wants to hold your hand. Everyone's an also-ran.
Indica Gallery show was like the meeting Don Juan.
Yeah.
You know, at first I didn't realize who I was meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But because I got the initial game, I played the initial game right, is the reason we connected about the breathing and the apple and the yes and the conceptual money and the nails and all that. Because I said the right answers, I got in. Whatever the right, like, you know, the Zen koan.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's the same thing, you know, there are many answers.
Yeah. And it almost, you make it sound almost like a teacher-pupil relationship.
It is a teacher-pupil relationship. That's what people don't understand. She's the teacher and I'm the pupil. I'm the famous one. I'm the one that's supposed to know everything, but she's my teacher. She's taught me everything I fucking know.
And
the lessons are damn hard, and I can't take it sometimes because those lessons are hard, and that's why I'm the one that freaked out. When we were separate, it was me making an asshole of myself in the clubs and in the newspapers. It wasn't her. Her life was ordered. She missed me as a human being, and she loved me, but her life was ordered. I went back to her life. It wasn't the other way around.
I think that love will never die. I mean, once you know somebody, you can never unknow the person. If they're not afraid of loving, they're always going to love. It's all right to be afraid.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying in this song about don't be afraid to be afraid.
Yeah.
Don't be shy, don't be scared, you know.
We make your own dream. That's
right.
The Beatles story, isn't
right.
it? That's Yoko's story. That's
right.
What I'm saying now.
Right.
Produce your own dream. If you want to save Peru, go and save Peru. It's quite possible to do anything. But not to put it on leaders and parking meters. Don't expect Carter or Reagan or John Lennon or Yoko Ono or Bob Dylan or Jesus Christ to come and do it for you. You have to do it yourself. That's what the great masters and mistresses have been saying ever since time began.
Why?
They can point the way,
yeah.
Leave signposts and little instructions in various books that are now called holy and worshipped for the cover of the book and not what it says. But the instructions are all there for all to see, have always been, always will be. There's nothing new under the sun.
all roads lead to Rome. And people cannot provide it for you. I can't wake you up. You wake you up. I can't cure you. You cure you.
I don't have any hankering to be looked upon as a sex object, male rock and roll singer. I like to look good and I like to be attractive. And, you know, I enjoy the macho part of rock. But I don't have any need to be the idol and have people think, you know, that I just snap my fingers and teeny boppers come crawling in my bed and that's the way life is, because it ain't like that. And I don't want it to be like that. That's for for maybe for younger guys who just start in the business, think, oh, good golden groupies, you know, and that's how it is. That's, I got over that a long, long time ago, you know. And I'm interested in ourselves, the family, and making some music and trying to make something that we are proud of, and that other people then other people can make the choice of whether they want it or don't want it, or what to make of it and what does it mean, and we'll have all the fun of that. But I'm not interested in being a sex symbol, you know, or coming on as some big raunchy guy, you know, that drops one woman, picks up another, and the whole bit. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in even projecting that. You know, so I like it to be known that, yes, she kicked me out. It took me a long time to get back in. And yeah, I looked after the baby and I made the bread and I was a house husband, and let them understand that, you know. And I'm proud of it. And it was an enlightening experience for me, because it was a complete reversal of my whole... Gandhi and Martin Luther King are great examples of fantastic non-violence who died violently. I can't never work that out. Yeah. You know, we're pacifists, but I'm not sure. It's all that. Yeah. But what does it mean when you're such a pacifist that you get shot? I can never understand that.
Well, we had, let's say that despite it all, we had a good life.
Yeah.
And I think life is beautiful, and I enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
And I am enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I think he would too.
Yeah.
So there's that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, maybe I'm an endless optimist, but I don't think of it as well. And people think, oh, well, you know, the world is going to end very soon, 1984, so don't have children or something. I think that's your optimism.
And that's self-apart.
And a lot of children are going to just maybe stop 1984.
I was hoping that we would, and of course Joan was still where we were both hoping that we'd be on a rocking chair there, you know, those chairs, maybe, and stay for quite a long time together, until we could become like trees almost, you know. It didn't happen. My feeling is, maybe because of so many people who are thinking about him, not just me, you know, but I think his spirit is still around, and he's probably trying to help us a little bit more before he really goes into the next phase. You know?
Upplysning är människans seger över hennes självförvållade omyndighet. Omyndighet är avsaknaden av förmåga att använda sitt eget förstånd utan någon annans ledning. Självförvållad är denna omyndighet när orsaken inte är brist på förstånd men brist på mod att använda förståndet. Till upplysning krävs inte ett annat än frihet. Den frihet som innebär att i varje avseende gör offentligt bruk av sitt förnuft. Ty det är varje människas kall att tänka själv. Immanuel Kant, 1783.
Och nu ett meddelande från Fria Akademin.
Denna CD är en budkavel, en vandringsskiva. Du lyssnar 7 gånger. Memorera texten och ge sedan skivan vidare till en vän. Kopiera gärna skivan på CD eller kassett. Behåll ett ex och ge övriga budkavlar vidare till vänner.
Låt skivan vandra. Budkavel kommer, budkavel går.
I salute the Buddha within you.
But the thing is this,
because the first step to knowing who we are is knowing where we are and when we are.
I salute the Buddha within you.